Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The 123rd running of the Boston Marathon featured a dominant performance in the women's race, a nail-biter finish in the men's race, and history in the push-rim wheelchair race. WBUR's Alex Ashlock covered the race from the starting line to the finish line and joins us in the studio now with a recap this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Bob.
So, once we got through the thunder, the lightning, the heavy race, which soaked you yesterday, there were some great performances. Start with the women's race, the one you followed the closest.
Yeah, this was one of the most impressive performances I've seen in all my years covering the Boston Marathon. Ethiopian runner Worknesh Degefa. She was running Boston for the first time. In fact, it was only her fourth career marathon. She took the lead at around 5 miles into the race, running a series of faster and faster miles, and basically just took over the race and kept it until the end. I was on the press truck in front of the women's race. We basically watched Degefa run by herself for 20 miles or so. There was nobody behind her.
The defending Boston Marathon champion Des Linden ended up fifth. What'd she have to say after the race?
She struggled in the race yesterday, but she reflected on all her past performances here yesterday after she finished. And that, of course, includes last year's historic victory, the first woman, American woman, to win since 1985. She struggled, as I said yesterday, but she credited the fans with pulling her through.
I really relied on the fans and the cheers and the support out there. And then certainly that run down Boylston was pretty special. They let me finish on the right side of the road, which is a nice nod.
Race officials let her finish on the right side as if she had won the race. That's what she's talking about there. She was waving to the fans, Bob, who cheered her on down the line. So that last part of her race, which maybe might be her final Boston Marathon, maybe she'll run another one. It was really kind of a celebration for her.
The men's race, just completely mesmerizing watching it unfold yesterday, especially at the finish line, which was so close.
Yeah, it was really close. There were really three men coming down Boylston Street, but it boiled down to two-time defending champion Elisa DeCisa and Kenyan Lawrence Chirono, who were battling right down to the tape. It looked like DeCisa had the edge, but Chirono pulled ahead right at the end and won by only 2 seconds.
My race today was so fantastic. First of all, I think this is my third time to run in U.S. and I won twice on Honolulu. This is third time I win in Boston, so I'm so grateful.
That's a pretty good track record for Chirono running in America, three races and three victories. So it was a great day for him yesterday.
I guess that's a great way to go. The men's push-rim wheelchair race featured some history. Tell us about the winner, Daniel Romanchuk.
This guy is really fantastic. He's only 20 years old. He's the youngest ever wheelchair winner in the Boston Marathon. Also the first American man to win the race since 1993. You mentioned the weather, and that was something that he was concerned about. He wasn't that confident when he was riding the bus out to Hopkinton when he saw the storms.
By the time the race rolled around, though, it calmed down. So the start of the race, I was quite far back in the pack. I do not go downhill as well. but I knew Newton's coming.
So he is a good climber. He ended up powering up through the hills of Newton. He won by nearly 3 minutes yesterday, and his time, 1 hour, 21 minutes, and 36 seconds, Bob, was also the fastest ever by an American. He's now won the last three major marathons, Chicago, New York, those were last fall, Boston yesterday. He'll be going for a fourth straight in London on April 28th.
All right, keep our fingers crossed. The women's winner, Switzerland's Manuela Schaar, will also be competing in London.
Yeah, she dominated the women's wheelchair race a lot like Worknesh Degefa did, the elite women's race. And this, for her, was kind of redemption because she had to drop out of the race last year during the horrible weather.
Yeah, I learned today that you say you have an open, no, unfinished business. We say we have a an open bill. So I really wanted this. So I'm really happy how it turned out.
I guess she paid that bill yesterday, recovering from what happened to her last year, although she's going to get a big check today, $25,000, I think her winning prize is. She won by more than 6 minutes. Five-time winner American Tatiana McFadden, who actually had an accident in the race yesterday, ended up finishing second.
So the 123rd Boston Marathon now in the books. Final thoughts, Alex Ashlock.
Yeah, just a word about some of the American performances yesterday. Jordan Hasse was third in the women's race. Lindsay Flanagan was ninth in the men's race. Scott Fauble and Jared Ward finished seventh and eighth, respectively. So this is a continuation of a trend of strong U.S. performances in the Boston Marathon in recent years, including, of course, Des Linden's win last year. So I think it bodes well maybe for the Olympic year next year in Tokyo, when the U.S. team will be running in the marathon in Japan.
All right, we'll see. WBUR's Alex Ashlock, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.